read before. In Exodus 25, brothers, what is the building for? What is the building for?
God to dwell in.
For God to dwell in? That's a little. Let's hear some more. For priests to dwell in? Fine. That's, now, you got one plus one. All you need now is the equal of what? That God and man might live together as one. Why? Tell me why. Why?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Why does he want it?
Why does it all know?
Praise the Lord, that from thy house he might express his image and have dominion upon the earth. And we'll find out dominion even in other places. But anyway, that he might mingle himself with man, and the two might be one to express the image of God through man upon the earth by the life of God in Christ put into man by the Spirit, to express God upon the earth and to have his authority. Now, brothers and sisters, for God to have this, he has got to have a corporate building. He has got to have a corporate building together. His children must so give themselves for a practical corporate building together. Otherwise, you will never know the life of the tent, the life of the house, the life of the tabernacle, the life of the temple. The Lord Jesus Christ came to earth and presented himself as the tabernacle. The tabernacle was the life of man and God mingled together. And having presented himself as the tabernacle, he went back to that Old Testament time when the house of God was first mentioned. And he said, you shall see the angels of God ascending and descending upon me. That at the gate of heaven, down to the earth, this is the house of God, the gates of heaven to the very earth. God and man mingle together. You are seeing the tabernacle expressed upon the earth. And when they looked at Jesus Christ, they saw God. And when he went out into the midst of the sea, and he said, do it, be still. And it shut up. It became like a spring evening on the water. He expressed the dominion of God and the authority of God upon the earth. Then he said, I must fall into the earth and die, that I might bring forth out of this many grains, a grain that will become a loaf, one loaf. Listen, this is what the Lord said, just as he gave the pattern, and let them make me a house, that I may dwell among them. Not in them, not mingled and blended yet, but that I might live among them. According to all that I show thee, after the pattern of this tabernacle, and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall you make it. Now, brethren, will you turn with me to 26? Brother, is it settled? Okay. Exodus 26, 15. And thou shalt make boards for the tabernacle of acacia wood standing up. 10 cubits shall be the length of the board, and 1.5 cubits shall be the breadth of one board, and 2 tenons shall there be in one board set. Set in one in order, one against the other. Thus thou shalt make for all the boards of the tabernacle. Now then, here is the fixture of the tabernacle itself. The mingling of God with man. Outside is the boundary line that separates the world from the building of God. God expressing himself upon this earth and having authority. God in the midst of his creation. Man, in order to enter the tabernacle, must go through totally and completely the altar of judgment to deal with the world. Then he must come and be willing to be exposed completely that he might be washed. All that is brass. Now then you begin to come into the tabernacle and you begin to see the gold and the silver and the fine twine linen. And this is a picture now of the building itself. And God says for the temple to be raised up, man must eat the bread, light the lamp, and offer up the incense that he might work in the gold, that he might work in the pearl, that he might work in the silver and the stone, that he might raise up among his people a building that is God and man mingled together to show their God on this earth. And when he came to picture the tabernacle itself, he came to something full mysterious. I'm not sure the Lord can give me utterance. Brethren, this is a picture. This is a picture. And the picture grows. The temple, when we see the temple, it grows. When you see the Lord, it's even more expanded. You see the church, it's even more expanded. And then there's the final consummation of the age when it's all over. The brothers, those boards.
What will those boards be when the tabernacle comes in and pokes the line, and the temple is done? What will the board be?
Maybe a few. Maybe some.
What will the board be?
They will be, all right, say it real loud and boldly, Brother Bob. The stone. What stone, brother? No, just the temple in Jerusalem. Which stone? Any particular stone? All right, it's the stone that are the very wall of the building.
What those boards are now, those boards will be torn down.
The temple will be built. And what is the board now will be the stone then.
But that's still a picture, isn't it? Is that right? That's still a picture.
All right, okay. Okay, praise the Lord, brother. Here's a tabernacle, and it's movable. It's portable. And the tabernacle is surrounded by a wall of curtain that is not the tabernacle. You come to the tabernacle, and over above it is the headship of Christ, the head. Then the tabernacle is built of board all around, all the way around. 40 and 40 and 6, and we'll talk about the front later. Now, here are board. And here board and nibble. And the boards are frawled acacia wood that had been overlaid with the.
Now then, brother, later we shall come into the city of Jerusalem and we shall build a temple.
The temple will look very, very much like the tabernacle. There will be the ark inside.
The ark will stay the same. Then there will be a room built called the Holy Place. The Holy of Holies around the ark. Then in front of that will be the holy place.
And each one of the things of the tabernacle will be put aside and something new will be built, solid to stand there. All right? And as you expand,
the temple, but the very temple itself is the same as the board were for the tabernacle. The tabernacle, the outward, all around the four sides, are gold boards of acacia wood made of gold, all the way around like here. See, then when they build a city, instead of gold board, they build them. Now, you got it. All right, but Bob.
No, it's the tabernacle is a mobile thing, while the temple is a picture of the tabernacle with a vision.
Praise the Lord, brother, and it's enlarged. That's correct. Why was it portable?
They were in the land.
They were not in the land. They did not have the proper ground upon which to pitch that thing. There was no floor. Brother, there was no floor in the tabernacle. It was a dirt floor. They had not yet the proper ground to put it on. But when they came to build the temple, gold is now represented and pictured by stone. Now, this is still a great mystery. The stones still represent something. What do they represent?
What are they? Nobody knows. King's going to spiritualize again.
What are the stones? What are those stones? This is back to you. This, you'll say, oh, this, I can't take this. My mind can't comprehend it.
Aren't they men?
All right. Here we go. Do you know that in the Old Testament, even those gold boards represented the priest? All these things. The Lord got a little picture here and a little picture there and a little picture, all of them to picture one thing. He had a priesthood. He said, all right, I shall have a people who do nothing but minister to me. Those priests lived together. Where was their home, brothers? Where did they sleep at night? They slept in the tent, the tabernacle. And what did they eat, brethren? Their food, well, the offering offered to God. That's all they lived on. So they slept in the temple. They drank in the tabernacle. They lived in the tabernacle, and they were built together under the headship of Christ. They were all hooded. The instructions they got came from where? It came from the ark. God spoke to the priest out of the ark. They even got their direction for themselves and for the whole nation in there. But brother, yes, brother.
Well, I don't worry. We got a week to spend on the tabernacle, on the priesthood.
The Holy of Holies is entered once a year for atonements. It's not clear, but let me say two things. One of them is, at times of urgency, they went into the room of the ark to get the instructions from God. And there were times they even brought the ark out to fight battles. So it wasn't like that room could only be entered once a year. But I'll just give you a secret. There was something of the ark that was borne upon the priest. A symbol of the ark that was on the priest themselves. Here is how they came to the Lord. And then there, of course, were times that the Lord, and learned from him. There were also times the Lord spoke out of the tabernacle, the temple, the tabernacle itself. They got their instructions from within, deep within. Okay, now, brothers, the priests are still a picture just like the rest of the tabernacle. They were living there, walking around there, but those priests were not separated from the tabernacle. When God looked down upon them in the picture that they were, he did not see priests serving in the tabernacle and ministering to the Lord, for God saw a living city being pictured. And those priests were part and parcel. They were warp and woof at the scriptural term. They were immingled to, and they were pulled into, and they were one with that tabernacle. What part of the tabernacle were they?
The stone, sister. Praise the Lord.
Can you prove that, Sister Patty?
Why, Sister Patty, it's just, we've been leading it for years.
The priests are under the head of Jesus Christ, and they have been built together as one, and they are the very building of the temple itself.
Listen to this. Listen carefully. If you want to read it with me, it is 1 Peter 2. And brothers, if some of you are worried about whether or not you can have the life of the church and the body life of Christ because you're new babies and you're new Christians, you listen to this. If somebody says to you, you can't be a church, you quote them this. Wherefore, laying aside, this is 1 Peter 2, laying aside all malice and all guile and all hypocrisy and all envies and all evil speaking, brethren, laying aside that last step, laying aside the self. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Eat the bread and light the lamp. And offer the incense. If so be that you have tasted, that's the bread, brothers. You taste the Lord. To whom coming? Now, who is the whom? That's Jesus. We come to Jesus. He is a rock. What? He is a, what's the rest of the verse? He is a living stone. Which living stone? The rejected stone. That's what it says right here. Rejected indeed of men. And which stone was rejected, brothers? The head of the corner. All right, now are you ready? Listen to this. Ye also as what? As living stones, or what? Are, what? Read it, brother. Are being built up into what? The real house. The tabernacle's not real. The temple's not real. You are being built up into the real house. As living stone.
Wait a minute.
What are the living stones? A holy priesthood. Brothers, I'm not even sure the priest of the Old Testament saw this. They walked around those stones built so neatly and perfectly together, and they were in perfect coordination around that place and in that place as they worked together under the voice of God, living, eating, drinking only what was inside the house. And God was saying of them, they are the real stones of the real house. They have been built together into a holy priesthood. That holy priesthood has become living stones, and those living stones are the real house of God. In that house, together, mingled together, we are one to show forth the image of God and to have the authority. Brother, you are to be built up into one living house.
Say praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
So this is going to be the last praise the Lord you have for quite a while. All right, brothers.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay.
Brothers, let's go back and look at those boards. What are those boards? They're what? But what are they really?
Free. Young
free. Praise the Lord. We're born day free. Hallelujah. Who tasted the Lord and have been built up as a holy priesthood. Those boards are stones. Those stones are the priesthood. Built up together to become a what? A spiritual house. God woke in Goleta, California, a single one, only one single unified spiritual built up house that's built of flesh and bone. That is spiritual, but that is built. Brothers, this is the line of God building. It is His purpose in and for you.
Each board is made of gold overlaid of wood, but of varying frequency. Down here, separating
the dirt is the silver for each board. How many sockets, brothers? Socket here and socket here. 1.5 and 1.5.
And they're to be joined one to the other. And then,
at the top, and between the middle and the top, and then at the middle, and between the middle and the bottom, and at the bottom, there are golden rungs.
What holds these boards up? Two things. They are joined to one another. At the bottom is a rod. Now this was, you remember there was a verse I read you couldn't understand. The rod runs halfway through the entire length of the wall, from one end to the middle. There's another one coming this way that comes also. Then another rod coming through, and another one, and they end in the middle. Then there are two more rods here. And two more rods here. But there is a solid rod that runs from end to end in the middle. All of this is rods of wood overlaid with gold. Brothers, this is so deep and it is so borne out in the New Testament as to what the church really was. So unlike man and so unlike religion. Brothers, this is the building up of the geographical, practical, seeable church. This is the daily living, the practical outliving of the church. This is God's eternal purpose for and in the church. Okay, the rod that goes from end to end is something of the unity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers, I want to make this very clear to you because you have not had much experience to know this. You remember in January when you dropped it and you decided to come together? You remember? Kind of nod your head. This is my understanding. Brother, could you have made it? I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to say it because this is sovereign. I don't feel that any group of brothers and sisters can come together and long keep unity without one of two things. They'll either split or they'll get organized. It's just impossible. Why?
because it's only the wood and not the gold. It's only the wood and not the gold. God has to overlay the wood with gold. Brothers, I have said it before, I will say it again. Man cannot be in unity. There is no way for human life to be unified. You will split and divide. Unless you get under human authority, and eventually God will step in and divide that to break its power. Now then, there is a rod that goes from one end to the other that holds those forged together in unity. But brothers, that's half of it. That is the life of the Lord Himself in you, by which you must live for unity. This, you think, well, praise the Lord. No, brother, it's so much more than that. The Lord, this is the center and the heart of the Lord. There has never been a denomination that does not split and fracture. If you went to the churches in this city, the denominational churches, and you would find out one of two things. Every church in this town has probably split, or it is under an absolute priority. The denominational headquarters came in and bought the land and built the building, set up the finances for it, put the preacher in there, and put the he went out and got the people. Or the church split. Brethren, the Plymouth Brethren got started in the 1880s. I was told in the early 1900s they had split 500 times. They had 500 different sects, not churches. 500 different split. And I was told that the recent estimate is that the Plymouth Brethren by 1967 or 68 had 1,500 split. By 1915, 20, 1920, 500. By 1968, 1,500. By the year 2000, who knows? The Roman Catholic Church has divided on numerous occasions, but it has kept its unity through absolute human oligarchy. Put a group of people in a city and you will either glue them together with cement or they will divide. God had a church upon this earth that knew no division. When that church lost its love and left Christ as life and began to pick up teaching and defend itself, and it began to have relations with the world under Constantine, and it gave up the only source in the universe for unity, the life of God, it began to fraction and die. And Satan knows this and rejoices in it. He is the one who would scatter the brethren. And God won't upon this earth a group of people who live in unity, who are under the oil poured down from heaven on Aaron and from the head of Aaron down upon the full body. That alone is the one who can live in unity and say, oh, how blessed it is when brothers live together in unity. This is what Satan will seek to destroy. Then he has a demonic. You can't do it. You can't do it. You can't do it.
The early church was a testimony to the unity of the Lord's body. It had not been chopped up and dismembered. It was built together at one. Many people have accused the early church of having divisions in it. No, it had strife within it. But you
And even in 1 Corinthians, is some of you follow Apollo? Some of you follow Paul?
Some of you follow Peter? And some of you are the most sectarian of all. You're going to be the Jesus-only group.
But the letter starts out being addressed to the church in Corinth and not to the churches. And brothers, when you have real insight into that letter, you see that the problem of the strife within it was the carnality of the brothers and sisters they were living. And Paul, the first half of that letter, Paul is speaking of full life, that they were living by soul life. And that letter is an appeal to return to living in the Spirit, by living by the life of the Lord. Now, brothers, shall we just come together and say, praise God, we shall be in unity?
No, brothers, I'll tell you, we have to eat the bread and let the gold come in, that God might have a bar all the way through us.
A bar that starts over here and goes here and here, a bar of gold mingled with wood, a bar that goes through every member. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, the mind of the Spirit in you. You have got to live by the bread, the light, and the incense, that you might live inside the deepest part of you, that you might draw from the living spring of another life, that you might dwell together in unity. And you must live under the headship of the Lord and let the oil pour down. And then, brothers,
you got to be built up together
practically. Practically. As practical as the 12, as practical as the early church. Brothers, listen. Down here, each bird sat on how many sockets?
Two.
Two sockets. Not one. Brothers, here, Brother Bob, would you come stand up here? Now, I understand that. Come over here, brother. Brother Bob is a great athlete. And he is very strong. I'm not ever going to pick on him. Brother Bob, you look strong, brother. Would you do me a favor, brother? Just stand there on one foot, would you? Stand there. No. Pick it up. Pick it up. You may sit down, brother.
Brother Bob lost all his balance, power, and everything else when he stood on one foot. He had so easily pushed and so easily turned.
Brother, you have come either to the day that you have got to turn back from the church or be built up. Today is the day, if you have dealt with the altar,
if not, you'll just have to wait and catch up later. Dealt with the labor. If you have come to begin to eat, be enlightened, and offer the infant, that the veil might be ripped, then, brother, today the Lord wants to begin building up the tabernacle, and your days of independence are over.
Utterly, completely, totally over. You are going to have to be built up with other brother and better.
Now, what do we mean by this in a practical way? In a really practical way. But God might have a living testimony of men and women unified together without a human head and yet living in unity, receiving instruction and direction from God. A tabernacle moving through the wilderness into the land until it's solidly built on the ground, a temple.
It means all that we have said, plus it means being built up together. Being built up together. Brothers, you're going to have to be built up with another brother.
The best way I can describe this is to say, here is a stone.
And under the stone is a stone. Over the stone is a stone. And beside the stone is a stone. And beside the stone is a stone. There's one above, two beside, and one underneath. All right? Every one of us have got to find, you come to the Lord about it, and find you a stone, brother, to be built with. A stone here, and a stone here. And brother, you're going to just give up your own life and be built together with the brothers. You're going to have to find a stone here and here. If there's a stone there, get under a stone. If there's one there that comes to you, fine. But most of all, you've got to have a stone. Brother, there have to be two legs of the board firmly planted. And that leg have to be joined to another board and another board. Practically, just like a wheelbarrow, is practical. God is practical in His church. It may kill some of your collegiate ways. It may kill all of us in our doings in religion. But the Lord says that we have as to be a living temple built up together as one. Well, what do we mean by this in a practical way? Brother, I will only say to you, come to the Lord and sense something within, and the Lord will show you. A brother to be built up with. Sisters, a sister to be built up with. Someone to really be built up with. Who? Oh, someone looking across the room and saying, oh boy. Well, okay. Here I am. What kind of a person am I? Well, let's say that I am the quiet kind of brother. Easy go. Very. Don't say much. Have very little to say. Very little. Very little to say. Well, don't talk too much. Quiet time.
Well, Sam, that's you and me, people. Praise the Lord.
Brother Sam and I are rebuilt. Today, all day long, we never said a word to one another. Hey, we're really well. Praise the Lord. You notice that these two brothers are really having trouble, but we're just praise the Lord. No. I don't snore, he doesn't snore. And we try, we both very quiet. I don't ask him for anything, he never asks me for anything. We're just quiet. We go from day to day. We're really built up. We peak those of our own disposition. It hurts less. All right, Brother Sam. Now, I'm a real quiet brother. Real, real sweet. I never have anything to say. I'm always just very quiet, very patient. Brother Jim, come here. Here is the brother I've got to get built up with, right here. Brother Jeff, he is so loud. And he is the phone noisy. Oh, God. He is so impatient. And praise the Lord, we're going to get built up together. And what's going to happen when it's through? Praise the Lord. I'm going to be a little bit more alert and alive and impatient, just like the Lord wants me to be. And Brother Jess is going to be a little fighter and a little, you know, I don't have to tell you. All right. What is this? This is the hewing of the building. This is the fitting in together. This is the being built. All right. Brother Jeff, you know who to look for now, brother. All right. Brother, you have to find someone. It'd be best if you find two people I would even say it's better if it be someone who you do not live with, if at all possible. But sometimes it has to be that way. Don't sweat it, brothers. I am going to speak as much as possible in principle. Brother, someone to turn to pray with, someone to fellowship with, find somebody you don't like very much. Now, I'm not going to say around here that their two enemies should definitely get together, but don't go get your friend. Don't go get your friend. But someone the Lord will draw you to. It'll just be sort of a natural thing, but brother, don't be an offender.
Oh, boy, what's going to happen?
What's going to happen? What's going to happen? There'll be the roughage, there'll be the hewings, but little by little, brother, there'll be the building together. And when two or three are built together, and then the brothers and sisters come together to offer up the Lord Jesus to the Father, the whole body get built up. More and more it is. Those boards get linked. Brothers, you have to get linked with someone practically. Practically. And you have to be so absolutely practical. Really practical. Now then, I'm going to present to you the way it should be. But not the way it's going to be, okay? The way it should be. But if it turns out this way, I will come back to you and I will say, brother, something is wrong. If it works out this way, there is something wrong. Now, did you hear that? You'll need to quote this later to one another, maybe. Okay. Brother Ebenezer.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. All right, this dear brother and I, we are going to pray together, and we are going to fellowship together, and we're going to be built together. A couple of boards. We got 2 feet, well planted. We're balanced. We're not going to be easily turned. All right, Brother Alf has a problem. Maybe he's even got some gossip. All right, if he has gossip, it goes to the cross. It goes nowhere. It doesn't even come to me, brother. It might go back to the person there and say, brother, may I have a word with you? But
with
it,
the person.
Yeah, but it doesn't go anywhere, brother. It doesn't go anywhere. But you come and you have a burden, and we you have a burden, and we begin to pray. And you say, Brother Gene, what should I do about that? And then I say to you,
brother, you got to go do so and so. Now then, brother,
if I'm to really be built with you, I shouldn't do that, should I? I should just fellowship with you and pray with you before the Lord. And if I am really clear, to give you just some little impression. But I'm not here as a counselor. It's not for me to do it. But brother, what if I do that?
And what should you do? Told him at first. No, we have to forget the gossip. We're just talking. You have a problem within your own life. You want to go fishing Sunday. You want to go, and you come and talk to me. And I say to you, now listen, Alt.
Not Ebenezer, Alt. You went fishing last Sunday and Sunday week and Sunday before that, and brother, you just got no business going fishing anymore.
All right. Brother Ebenezer, what are you going to do? What are you going to do, brother?
Well, I think I should follow you, since
there's that thing. Don't be follow.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Heed to your advice, because if I don't, I mean, it's going to make you stumble, right? Well, and above all, it's going to hurt my flesh when I don't do it.
Okay, brother, let me just say this. I think the best way to say this, I will go along. I will go along. Let's not say follow, because this isn't a following. Because tomorrow, brother, I got my talk.
Yeah, right.
Tomorrow.
Brother Ebenezer.
I want to go fishing, but I want to go fishing in the Atlantic Ocean.
This is going to take 3 weeks.
Oh, I want to go fishing so bad.
And we'll all praise with me, and he fellowships with me, and he doesn't say a thing. He just says, brother, I'm standing with you. And he goes, and he goes, and then he leaves.
Legal! alt. I know good and well what he's thinking. He thinks I ought not to go fishing in the Atlantic Ocean. I tell you, I don't go find old bull. I got stuck with him. I think this whole church is a spur of a bunch of hypocrites. I'm not going to go to the meeting tomorrow either. But if I do go, I'm not going to sing.
Okay. Two brothers come together, and they have some fellowship. They're being built together.
And one brother has a real sense that he should go along with another brother. And so he does. Pray the Lord. Or the brother doesn't go along with him. And the other brother has a real sense that this is what the Lord is for. But this brother is rebelling. Now, oh, brothers, I want to stop and nail this down and nail it down good. The proper thing for you to do with the one or the two with whom you're being built is to go along with them. Go along with them. But if you can't, you just absolutely come down to it, you cannot do it, then you just cannot. Then go out and be in the flesh. Go be rebellious. Just go on and do it. Don't be afraid of God, and don't be afraid of your brothers.